Good morning. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking this morning with two of the founding members of the Overton Arts Council, Tim Richardson and Jean Gant. Is
yes,
that correct?
Correct.
Gant. I was going to say Jant, and then I said, no, it's a G. Yeah. Don't do it. I'm excited that you guys are here. There's so much that's going on with the Overton Arts Council, but this is a brand new organization. Tell me how this started. Whose idea was this?
Gosh, it was, we started talking about it at the Chamber of Commerce, and then Tim came into the picture and said he would very much like to be involved, and so he got the reins and took off with it, and it's been incredible ever since.
What is the Overton Arts Council?
So we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and our mission is to promote and cultivate the visual arts in Overton County. And so that includes everything from painting to drawing to sculpture to pottery, anything that's either, you know, visual in nature. We're not focused on music or literature. We're focused on primarily visual arts.
Okay. And you said that this started as an idea on your Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, we had kicked around the idea of starting an arts council, and we hadn't got there yet. We just knew that the idea was good, and we wanted to do it. When Tim came along with his experience and background and his knowledge of art, it was a great time to get it started. So he took the lead and took off with it. As I said, it's been great so far.
So what does that mean, background in art? Tell me a little more about let's pull up your LinkedIn right now.
No, don't do that. So I want to give Shannon Cantrell, who's our chamber CEO and president, as much credit as we can. She was really her baby. And then my wife and I moved into town, and we're kind of semi-retired looking for some things to do. And I met Gene early on and told Gene I was interested in the arts, and he connected me with Shannon. And then one thing led to another. So my background is primarily in advertising and marketing. I spent 31 years in Nashville and kind of in that field primarily. And in the last sort of 15 years or so, I've gotten involved in some other things, but kind of entrepreneurial. And I'm an English major. I've always been interested in literature and the visual arts. And now that I'm semi-retired, I just have always told myself along the way that I would, when I was in a position, I would sort of try to get involved in some arts organizations and have a real passion for, especially when it comes to kids, giving the K through 12 kids in Overton County an opportunity to be exposed to more art and to take more art classes. And just, I think it's important. So
important. So very important. Tell me how you are working into getting art more into the schools. You say that's a priority.
Yeah, great question. So the first thing we did as an organization, one of our board members, Mitchell White, who's an educator, an artist and an art educator in Putnam County, but he lives in Overton County, was born and raised there. He was pretty passionate about K through 12 as well, and based on his recommendation, the first thing we did is we started the Libby Allen High School Art Contest. And so Libby Allen is a beloved and longtime educator in Overton County. She has literally taught every child in Overton County in elementary and middle school. She's been their only art teacher for, gosh, maybe 25, 27 years, something
yeah.
like that.
For a career, yeah.
So we decided to start this contest in honor of her and a way to sort of celebrate her. And then as a way to sort of give these kids in Overton County something to aspire to, a way to exhibit their work in a public setting. They compete for cash prizes but in different categories of art. And we're hoping that it's going to be an annual thing and something that just gets bigger and bigger over time.
That's so exciting. Yeah, we need to have the winners on the show.
That'd be great.
I love talking to kids about art and why they want to do art. And there's such a freedom with kids in art. They don't judge their art yet.
Right.
You know, they're not really concerned about what you think about their art because I think my art's great.
Great, yeah.
And we lose that a little. And so I think that having art education in schools is it's not just like it's important, it's critical.
Yeah. Right. And the participation was great, and the response from the community was just incredible. We really didn't expect it to be as big as it was.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun and a great first event to get it started.
Yeah. The Overton Arts Council is here talking with us on the scene. We're going to be back in just a moment to find out about all the things that are coming up for this new group. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with the Overton Arts Council founding members, Tim Richardson and Gene Gant. And you guys are here about some incredible things that are coming up with the Overton Arts Council. This is a fairly new group that was formed. When did this form?
January.
Oh, man, really, really yeah. new. And how many board members do you have?
So there's seven on the board. We have a community advisory group, which is sort of made up of citizens from all across the county, different sort of walks of life. There are 12 people on that group. And then we have members. So the way we're set up, one of our revenue streams and one of our sort of main ways to create community is to have annual memberships. And so we have about, I believe it's 42 individuals, and some are individuals, some are family memberships, but about 42 folks have signed up for that. So we have different layers of involvement from the top to the bottom. And as Gene said, the response from the community has just been phenomenal. I think there was some pent-up demand for something like this.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Overton County is a county of about how many folks?
Is it 18,000?
Well, yeah, we're up a little bit, around 18,000 to 19,000, something like that. Yeah. The town itself is about 3,500 to 4,000 people.
Has there been anything like this before? Have there been opportunities for, and would you say this is more an opportunity for artists or for art appreciation or both?
I would say it's both. So to answer the historical question, this is the first sort of nonprofit entity with this focus, but there is a long tradition of the arts in Overton County, and Gene might want to speak to that. I'm thinking about Bud Bishop, and I'm thinking about also Mary Covey Chisholm. And
That's really interesting, the Chisholm name. We have a mural on our post office wall that was painted back during the WPA project.
I've seen it. It's beautiful.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
So Tim's wife, Rita, when I showed that picture to her, she pinpointed that name, and she has now searched out that family. And for one of our events in October, our plein air painting event, the Chisholm family is coming to help celebrate.
That's special, too.
And the gentleman that's coming, he told me this story on the phone the other day. He wasn't born yet, but he was here with his mother in the womb. And so this is the second time he'll be here, but the first time he's seen the mural.
The first time seen it on the outside.
Yeah. So they're very excited about coming from Arizona. He's coming.
That's neat.
So that is a really nice thing that we have, and there's a few of those left. There's only, I think, 15 or some of those left in the country, the original murals. And then we have several murals around town that we have commissioned as well. So we have the mural projects that went on that were artistic, and then this really hadn't existed to this degree, not even close to it. Hmm. Tim, as I said, organized it very well, and we had to slow him down a little bit every once in a while. No, we didn't really. We tell him we're going to, but we don't.
How do you hope this will encourage artists in your area?
Well, great question. So there are several artists in the community that we've discovered in this process. They've kind of come out of the woodwork, and they in different stories, different levels of activity. But there are four or five painters that I'm familiar with, some woodworkers, people like that, are just very excited that this is going on, and they've been very supportive. But this event that Gene mentioned coming up in October is called the Paint Livingston Plein air competition, and plein air is just another way of saying outdoor painting. When you think about Claude Monet or these famous impressionist painters, mm-hmm. they were always setting up their easel mm-hmm. outside to capture the light in a certain way. Well, that way of painting is incredibly popular now, and there are plein air competitions all across the world and all across the United States and towns small and large. And so we decided, hey, let's kind of dip our toe in that water. Let's see if we can do that here. And try to bring all these amazing painters to our community and join the painters that are already there. And if they're set up with their easels outside around town, you can't help but notice that they're there and just wonder, who are these people and why are they doing what they're doing? And we think that's going to intrigue people and cause them to interact with these artists and engage with these artists and hopefully see our town and our county through the eyes of these artists. I mean, I'm a fairly newcomer to the area, and I'm here in large part because of the natural beauty that we have in Overton County. And it's just an amazing place. And I think sometimes the local residents maybe don't, they get sort of used to it and they don't maybe
immunity
to it. And so we're hoping that that these artists come into town, they themselves will see it, they will paint it. The local citizens will see it through their eyes and reappreciate it maybe. And that's happening. So that's happening October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. These painters will set up their easels all around the town and the county. And then there'll be a main exhibition on Saturday, October 5th, from 12 to 4, the Downtown Public Library. So the public can come and see the art and buy the art if they want to. And then another fun component of this, on that same Saturday, we'll have what we call a quick draw event, where all these artists who are in town competing, they'll sort of a two-hour mini competition, and they'll set up the easels in a concentrated area right there around the square. And so you'll the general public will be able to come. It's all free for the general public. You come and you can watch these artists create a work of art from a blank canvas to a finished work of art in just 2 hours. And it's kind of magical when you see that happen. I'm always in awe of these artists when you see them working like that. So those are the kind of things we're hoping that will be really engaging and inspire the young people too.
There is so much going on. Let's talk more about what's coming up for the Overton Arts Council when we come back just right after this quick break. You are back listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with the newly formed Overton Arts Council. Tim Richardson and Gene Gant are here representing the group and talking about all the really fun things that are going on, that are coming up. I want to talk for just a minute about some of the artists that have come out of Overton County, and there's some long appreciated and long loved names in that county, and including, you mentioned earlier, Bud Bishop.
Bud Bishop, yes. Bud was a fantastic artist, painter, and a great asset to our community. He had super ideas and really stimulated a lot of the good things that we have there now. Bud was curator of several museums, world traveler, and I think the seed he planted there with us is kind of what kept us talking about we need an arts council, but we just didn't get it formed until now. But Bud still, his work is still available. In limited amounts. I mean, we have shows at his studio from time to time. Mitchell White will come and have a show periodically. So Mitchell is another great artist from Overton County. And as Tim said, when we started announcing this, there were artists coming out of the woodwork. There were a lot there that we really didn't know about, and they had nowhere to...
They didn't have the opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so now we're giving it to them, hopefully.
Yeah, I think sometimes it just takes a little encouragement or someone to step up and say, hey, we see you and we want to give you this chance.
And Bud's wife, Julia, is a big supporter. She's still there and still opens the studio for us from time to time. So she's a big part of what we do up there.
It's nice how art can kind of help keep people alive forever, you know, and carries on. You have this plein air competition coming up, and we talked about this a moment ago. And for someone that's just tuning in, tell me what that means. What is
so
that?
Plein air is a phrase that means simply outdoor painting, and so the French Impressionists were sort of famous for emphasizing that. And so basically, these artists will come to town, they'll set up their easels all around town and all around the county, and paint what they see, paint what's in front of them. They will submit up to 3 paintings for the competition. The all the paintings will be hung in an exhibition at the downtown library from 12 to 4. So it's an exciting thing. It's a very fun thing to watch. It's sort of very engaging. And we hope that that's going to attract, you know, artists to come back year after year after year. We hope it's going to get bigger and bigger every year.
That's awesome. So you will both be painting in the plein air competition? Yes.
Gene is actually a painter. I forgot to mention that.
I was going to ask if you, as art appreciator, you know, you don't have to be an artist to be an art appreciator, but do either one of you have, you said that you're maybe a writer and then you're a painter, Gene?
I've painted a few pictures, very few.
On the way here or just in general?
Very few. It's not a talent that I have that I use regularly. I'd like to get back into it. And of course, the classes, I've not been able to attend any of the classes yet, but we have regular classes there as well.
That's nice to know, too. Yeah.
And then the art mixers, we for sure want to mention that.
Yeah.
Those are extremely popular with big crowds coming.
Yeah, tell me about a few things that you have coming up. We've got about a minute here, and I want to make sure we mention a lot of these events that are coming up.
So every second Saturday, pretty much every second Saturday, there's some months we take off, but every second Saturday you can go to take classes from one of our resident artists, Suzanne Smith. She's a wonderful teacher, a wonderful artist. So that's something we created as an opportunity for the county. Almost every third Thursday in the evening, we have what we call an art mixer. And these are times to kind of get together and socialize, have fun. We have great appetizers and tasty beverages, and we have stimulating conversation, hopefully. But we have a presenter, somebody who's an expert and passionate about a particular artist, will present just for 30 minutes, just short, bite-sized presentation. So far, we've talked about John Singer Sargent, Georgia O'Keeffe, Vincent van Gogh. Upcoming in September, on September 19th, Mitchell White is going to talk about Claude Monet. So these are something that have been very well attended. We've had 50, 60, sometimes 70 people come to these events and really enjoy themselves. So those are the main things we're doing, again, in combination with the Paint Livingston plein air event in October 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
That is so exciting. I really appreciate, I could talk about this all day. I appreciate you both being here, Tim and Jean, and representing the Overton Arts Council. Tell people how they can find more information about you. Is there a website?
Yes, overtoncountyarts.org. Everything goes through the website. Everything's on the website. You can go there. You can RSVP for these events. You can register. You can also sign up for a monthly newsletter. We get that out once a month. It's full of just, again, calendars and ways to kind of engage.
That's exciting. Thank you so much for being here and for starting yet another great arts organization in our community.
Thank you for having us.